WNCW presents the Friday Feature Interview of the Week, presented by Ingles Markets. From their bakery and deli departments to the meat and produce sections, they make holiday meals easy. Today marks a chance for us to give you an update, going back to the date of September the 27th of last year, 2024. Of course, it marked a day that left behind tragedy, loss, life-changing events for Western North Carolina at the hands of Hurricane Helene. Where are things as of now when it comes to continued recovery efforts? To answer that and more, WNCW welcomes a member of the Governor's Recovery Office for Western North Carolina, or what's referred to as GRONC, Matt Calabria.
Thanks for having me.
Share with us what type of recovery work has been accomplished in months past.
Well, thanks again for having me. We have seen a great deal of progress. A lot has been done, but there's a lot more to do. We have done everything that we can with the governor's direction and leadership to move as quickly as we possibly can. And he has really set the tone for his entire administration that urgency is paramount. And so at the one-year mark, a little past the one-year mark now, we have reopened more than 98% of state-maintained roads. We've helped more than 160,000 households get funding that they need for repairs or other immediate needs. And we've made a lot of progress in supporting small businesses with grants that the governor set aside money for, and so many other areas. But we know that that a lot of folks are still in housing that's either temporary housing or damaged housing. We know that we still are working to repair private roads and bridges and major infrastructure like water and wastewater systems. And we knew from the very beginning that this was going to be a years-long process. But our job is to move as quickly and effectively as we can to serve the needs of the folks in the region.
In the FM radio listening region of WNCW, from nearby Lake Lure and Chimney Rock to Spruce Pine and certainly on to the Asheville area, a helping hand was so needed, and I know that GRONC has been involved.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are some communities that have been extremely hard hit, and it really is a testament to residents, to local leaders, and to volunteers who came from all over the country, maybe even all over the world, to come help, to help rebuild these communities. The thing about the storm is, one, this is the largest natural disaster that has ever struck North Carolina by a multiple, doing $60 billion of damage. But two, never has so significant a storm in our nation's history hit such a mountainous region. And so we are having to adjust for a very atypical set of circumstances, because mountainous regions have different elements of their topography that change recovery. And the storm has impacted every aspect of people's lives. And so the recovery has to think about and take into account and help repair every aspect of people's lives. That could be jobs, schools, infrastructure, mental and behavioral and physical health. All of these things are impacted. And so the work is varied, but critically important.
Matt, besides yourself, who are some of the representatives, the individuals or groups that have been so instrumental in serving on the governor's recovery team for Western North Carolina?
There is a tremendous amount of experience through our team internal to GRONC, and a lot of folks who are extremely talented, who could have done anything but chose to do this work because, to a person, they get a sense of meaning out of this work. So I came from being the chair of the Wake County Board of Commissioners, having been a county commissioner for 10 years and a practicing attorney. Sharon Decker, a lot of folks in the West know because of her long work in the community and her service under Governor Pat McCrory as Secretary of Commerce. One of our deputy directors is Scott Elliott, the former superintendent of Watauga County Schools. Our chief deputy is a resident of Morganton who's been an elected official and who's had a lot of work and leadership at the Department of IT here in the state, and so many others. And so we have so many wonderful people from all different walks of life, people who have really accomplished a great deal in their time. And so some of the team is based here in the Raleigh area. Some of the team is based in various places throughout Western North Carolina. But the thing that we have in common is we are really committed to Western North Carolina and the region and are working every day to rebuild it.
The Friday feature on WNCW is talking about the latest on the recovery efforts of Helene for Western North Carolina by the group known as GRONC, standing for Governor's Recovery Office for Western North Carolina. I continue a conversation with with Matt Calabria. What is still to come in continued recovery efforts, especially the big ones, looking forward?
Looking forward, one of the biggest projects we have is to rebuild and repair people's homes. This always takes years, but we are not sitting on our laurels, and we have to continue to do everything that we can to help people get back on their feet as quickly as possible. So we have a program that will be, that has been and will be, repairing or rebuilding thousands of homes in the region. In many cases, we are working with nonprofit organizations, volunteer organizations such as Baptists on Mission or Habitat for Humanity, who are doing tremendous work. And we don't care about who does the work or who gets the credit. We just want to make sure the job gets done well and quickly for folks in Western North Carolina. And so we've been working hand in glove with so many of these other organizations as well to do that work. Second, we are going to continue to work really hard on infrastructure. A lot of folks have really acute water, wastewater, septic system needs. And those projects will take years, ultimately, for a lot of the larger projects. But we're working to move quickly on those. And then the last thing I'll highlight is work on rebuilding the economy. We know that in an economy that is disproportionately has tourism is a disproportionate component of the economy. It's so important that the world know that Western North Carolina is open for business, that we get important attractions and amenities online as quickly as possible, and that we support our local businesses. We've worked to do that. The governor has announced tens of millions of dollars in grants for our local small businesses, hundreds of millions of dollars in loans through FEMA, through the Small Business Administration, rather, that we've helped connect folks with. We know that it is so critical to get the economy back online. And you can see the governor personally spending a lot of time, whether it be all throughout Western North Carolina or going on, you know, TV shows to highlight how North Carolina is open and ready for folks to come visit and support our economy.
Share with our audience the available resources that are still there to help those in need, or some that feel like, hey, I didn't get my past questions answered. I've still got some problems.
Thank you for asking that. We have set up a disaster case management system, which you can find information about online, that our North Carolina Division of Emergency Management runs, and they work to connect people with resources, you know, whatever they need. The other thing folks can do is take a look at our website, which is wncrecovery.nc.gov. We have listed a great number of resources that are available to folks there, but you can also contact us, send us an email, place a phone call, and we will absolutely do our best to try to connect you with the resources that you need. We do have a number of applications that are open right now, applications for people to submit for reimbursement for private roads and bridges repairs that they may have already done, and they'd like to recoup some of the expenditures related to that, or has been destroyed as a result of the storm. You can submit an application for rebuilding or repair in the Renew NC website through the end of this calendar year, and we'll do everything that we can to help.
Matt Calabria represents Grow NC. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
To listen to past editions of the Friday feature, visit wncw.org. And our program is underwritten by Ingalls Markets. Enjoy your weekend.